Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to give thanks for each and every one of you connecting in this moment. Tonight we are connecting with spring and food, one of my favorite subjects. And the inspiration behind these segments, especially on a Saturday, typically on the weekends, we have more time to prepare food and come together, enjoy one another. A beautiful way to do this is just, as I've stated, to take time and think about what you want to eat rather than making a last-minute choice and maybe putting something in your body that is not the most nutritious. So today we are embracing spring foods and loving your body and connecting to why you might want to do this. So we're going to look at a couple cookbooks and nutritional books, ongoing Healing with the Whole Food by Paul Pitchford, and we're going to shine a light on The Medicinal Chef, Eat Your Way to Better Health by Dale Pinnock. And as we explore this, you'll see how amazing food is and how it is part of our ecosystem and was intended to be the aid if we needed it in times of boosting our nutrition, bringing us back into harmony and balance. And one thing you'll notice as we're shifting the seasons, you'll notice that even the quality of the vegetables, for instance, the kale, you can taste a lot more blue-green algae taste in the kale if you're really perceptive, if you have a really nice clean diet. And this is because, as I've mentioned in other segments, the dandelions, that's our blue-green algae on the North American continent, are boosting the soil, filling the soil. The clovers are coming in. So rather than worry about pulling that all out of your garden, allow it to be there. It's giving nutrients to your soil and is there for a reason. And if you have really good taste buds, you'll start to notice it in some of your greens, your lettuces or kale in the garden. You'll see, oh, wow, nature wants me to have a little boost to replenish time of cleaning. So to review what's happening right now as we have entered officially into the springtime, that by Chinese medicine, and we're coming into a season in Ayurveda called Kapha, but this wood season in Chinese medicine, we'll keep it to that right now, is govern the yin solid organ for this part of the season is the liver, the yang, the hollow organ, is the gallbladder, and our sense of eyes and sight tissue are the tendons, the emotion, anger, and impatience, voice sound, shouting, fluid emitted, tears, and paramita, meaning to go across, often in the sense of crossing the sea of pain and suffering. Here, the paramitas are a way to correct imbalances in the elements. For example, in the wood element, anger is overcome by patience. In earth, weakness in the spleen, pancreas, and stomach can be helped by giving. The paramita is keeping moral precepts, meaning to hold five traditional precepts of avoiding killing, lying, stealing, sexual misconduct, and intoxicants. A good moral foundation supports strong biological foundation, and you will notice this is straight out of the book Healing with Whole Foods by Paul Pitchford, and these precepts are something that you'll see come across in Chinese Eastern philosophy. And so as we're in the wood season, this is a perfect time to practice patience, especially because everyone's going through this transfer of energy. And if they don't welcome in patience for self and others, there can be a lot of fighting going on. So the environmental nature influences wind, development is birth, color is green, taste is sour, orientation is east, and the grain is wheat and oats, so a great time to have some nice oats in the morning, connecting to how that can help in balancing. So what I'd like us to do right now before we start shining a light on beautiful beings that are committed to helping people understand how their biology works and how they can nourish themselves, I would love for you just to take a moment, and we're going to just reflect on those moments in our life where we feel like something hasn't been in integrity, and we either allow ourselves to acquiesce and be a part of it, or we stand up and we confront it, and we might turn the other direction. This song is by Elisaveta Beatrix Runs. As you listen to it, ask yourself, is there something that I have not been addressing in maybe the food that I'm putting in my body or the people around me? This is the perfect time to address this during the season. And as you listen to her song, Beatrix Runs, I think you'll notice some of her conversations that she has with self. When we come back, we'll dive a little bit deeper into the wood energy, balancing the liver, and how to cook in a medicinal fashion.
Beatrix runs because she knows that her heart beats like a vagabond, breathing hard, looking back. Her past is breathing down her neck, up the hill through the gate, across the bridge. Oh, it is taking her away. Mom and Dad are fast asleep, and the sunrise creeping down the street. We'll wake up soon, but there's no. She's gone, she's taken by the road. A little girl in a dress, like a ghost swallowed by the mist. Don't tell me how to live my life. Tell me how to be alive. Mama dear, daddy dear, you know I'll be alright. All of those lessons you teach, you fail to practice what you preach. Mama dear, daddy dear, I don't belong to you. I'm headed for the night. Beatrix runs because she feels you're sucking at her heels. A prom queen dress, a waiting mold. A good girl do what they've been told. And up ahead there's a flash. It is dawn and she's gone. Don't tell me how to live my life. Tell me how to be alive. Mama dear, daddy dear, you know I'll be alright. Of all those lessons you teach, you fail to practice what you preach. Mama dear, daddy dear, leaving at first light. And all those plans you made for me, the story will never be. Super shoes, magazine, I'm leaving them behind. Those pictures hanging on the wall are telling me it's all my fault. But I can hear another voice calling me away, away, away.
Headed for the night. So if you're feeling like you want to run from something in your life or someone, maybe ask why. And this is a great time to cleanse, to clear out. The liver is our emotional center that holds, as mentioned, anger, and is this beautiful organ that replenishes and also needs cared for because it's this beautiful filtration system. So in the past segment, we talked a little bit about summary of common liver syndromes and stagnations and signs. If you reference Paul's book, if you go to page 284 and 285, you will notice, and again, sometimes you'll just feel it, and the more you become in tune with your body, the more you'll realize where you need to tend to it. And if you start charting your cycles, meaning that this time next year, if you see where you're at, you might learn how to support yourself better so you can stay in wellness. So we can notice a few things. Common liver syndromes, wind. I'm going to share this. This is on 286. But characterized by instability and rapid movement, usually combines heat, cold, damp, or dryness. So when we look at this, your physical signs in this, this means that suggestions for deficient liver yin and blood. So if you're going through your liver and you might notice that you have some of these symptoms, and this is just an example. In the chart, you'll go through many combinations, and I just want to show this as an example. So liver wind, characterized by instability, rapid movement, usually combines with heat, cold, damp, or dryness, can be caused by liver stagnation, heat, or insignificant yin fluids. Physical signs, pain that comes and goes or moves, spasm, cramps, dizziness, vertigo, tremors, palsy, twitching, pulsating headache, ringing in the ears, paralysis, dryness in upper body. Emotional signs, manic depression, nervousness, fits, unstable personality, the perpetual traveler, agitation, emotional turmoil, inability to keep commitments, uneasiness. So these are signs where you can do this check-in. That's why these charts are beautiful. And if you move with the flow of the seasons, you can check in and say, what's going on for me? Now, we don't have to get extreme and think something's wrong with you at all times, but it's a good check-in point. And if you notice, wow, I have been experiencing some of these things or none of these things, then you'll know you're in wellness and what's working and what's not. As mentioned, as we go through the wood, that it's sometimes beneficial for people that have chronic illness to do a gallbladder renewal and cleanse. Symptoms of sediment in the gallbladder, and this will happen if the liver is consistently stagnant. Sediment often settles out of the bile and forms accumulations that resemble stones, sand, and or mud in the gallbladder. Since the gallbladder acts as a reservoir for bile, it becomes less efficient when clogged. So similar to your plumbing, right? And I've, you know, been with people as they've gone through cleanses, and they'll release all of this stuff that's coming through their body because they haven't taken the time to heal and just clear out the system. So symptoms of sediment in the gallbladder, indigestion, flatulence, periodic pain below the right front side of the ribcage, tension in the back of the shoulders near the neck, bitter taste in the mouth, chest pain. Most chronically ill people need gallbladder cleansing before recovering is complete. This includes individuals who regularly experience stress. So if you're there, what a great time of year to think about this. So in the book on page 283, he'll share a gallbladder cleanse. This might be something that you want to do for 21 days. Please consult a physician or someone to help you. You can write me letters and let me know what's going on for you, and we can make sure that you are under good care to do something like this. Gallbladder flush is another option. So think about what's possible, but you also want to be mindful. So springtime, patience, a time to practice patience. What a beautiful precept to take on and see what happens when you can do that for yourself and others. So before we go into the next, and we're going to shine a light on some recipes, what I'd love for us to do is briefly talk about really loving your body, loving it for what it is. Today I was having a conversation with someone, and so much of our society is built around maybe making ourselves look a certain way so other people will find us attractive or beautiful. But imagine, I was thinking about this evening, if you could just love your body and want to keep it well for you, not for someone else, but for you, and what would that feel like? And not to get noticed, but just so it's in wellness. For you, maybe because you have kids, maybe because you want to move into the next in wellness versus sickness, it's a completely different construct. So when we do this, we start to have a love for our physical temple and a respect for our physical temple. So as I like to share with my children, that I really just want them to respect themselves, their complete self, their mind, their body, and their spirit. And I want them to respect others the same way and have fun. So if you bring it to your body right now and think of the earth and the roots, self, soil, and society, are you respecting your physical temple, your mental temple, your spiritual or soul temple, however you want to refer to it? And if the answer is no, this is the perfect time of year to address it and really take some forward moving action to bring yourself into alignment and into integrity. What will happen is when you do, you're going to radiate something really beautiful because you are going to be congruent with what feels good within your internal self. Now, as we contemplate this, we are going to listen to a little Michel Dumonde, Now I Walk in Beauty. This is a beautiful song, and I had the most pleasant fortune of meeting Michel on a dock waiting to catch a ferry to the Sunshine Coast, and it was so beautiful to meet her in such a serendipitous little coffee tea shop ferry side and to come across her music. And I feel blessed every time I play a song, I connect to her beauty and that serendipitous moment. And if we open ourselves up to those moments, you'd be so surprised at how many unfold. So as you're listening to this song, I want you to think about how you would like to walk in your own beauty, how you would like to explore life where it's filled with joy. And if you are, how can you maybe encourage others to do so without talking about it, but just by embodying your own beauty and sharing it with the world? When we come back, we'll dive into some recipes and we'll explore more of your beauty and perfection.
Now I walk in beauty. Beauty is before me. Beauty is behind me, above and below.
Beauty is above and below me. I love it, and behind me. So by embracing food is a great conduit to how you can actually serve. So many times people want to do these big things, and we can actually start shifting a whole world system by starting to mindfully take care of ourselves. And that would be, so simply put, by eating foods to bring you to wellness. And guess what happens? The more people that take time to stop eating fake foods, processed foods, foods with dyes in them, red dye number 5, as my kids love it when I talk about that, is that this is that opportunity. The more people that start to shift what they're consuming, guess what? The demand shifts. Guess what? Then the soil starts to shift. And guess what? Society starts to shift. It's that simple. So you can do your part by diving in with self, being honest, and start curbing some of your habits so that they can be for your inner wellness, your outer wellness, and your tribe's wellness. So I think I mentioned last week in a segment I had consumed something that wasn't, it was definitely artificial, and it was really, my kids will laugh whenever I just try to be polite or see if I could do that. I always make very weird faces. Same thing. There was some piece of fake food, and wow, that stuff is not good for anyone. None of us should be eating that. So if you're not there yet, that's okay, but I really recommend if you can let go of all food that is fake for a good month. And then go back and try it and see how your mouth feels. See the face that you might make. And if you're still digging on it, then maybe give it up for another month and see what happens. So I found this great book, and he's actually put out several books. This is The Medicinal Chef, Eating Your Way to Better Health by Dale Pinnock. And in this book, he... cookbook, it's really nice. So if you don't know how to cook or don't know what to cook and are trying to get healthy, and you might be aware of some things that you have going on in your body, what he's done is made it color-coded. If you have high blood pressure, this is a great dish for that. If you're having arthritis, this is a great dish for that. If you're having digestive issues, this is a great recipe for that. And you can start pairing it with seasonal. Again, if we eat seasonal, then we start to bring ourselves back into harmony with how nature was intended to work. As I mentioned, clovers and dandelions, they're working with our environment and supposed to be here in North America right now. And maybe our diet is supposed to be connected to those too. Just a clue. So, for instance, in this book, he shares, he uses his culinary skills to create practical, delicious dishes that are a pleasure to eat, but alleviate a variety of ailments and illnesses, from antioxidant-rich blueberries that aid heart and circulation to shiitake mushrooms that boost the immune system. These ingredients target skin, joints, respiratory, digestive, metabolic, nervous system, and even fatigue. And I guess he's appealing to people with hangovers. Remember, alcohol is a neurotoxin and poisons every organ in your body. So if you do abide, be very mindful as to why and when you do this. On his site, which there will soon be a link below after this segment, you'll notice one of his recipes is called the garlicky white beans with kale and parmesan. He notes, and beans are this great thing to be eating this time of year. If you look in Daniel's book, you'll notice that it recommends fruit, veggies, and beans are a great thing to help cleanse the liver and the gallbladder. So beans are not only a wonderful source of protein, they are also incredible food for the heart and cardiovascular system. This is because they are high fiber content. One of the way that cholesterol enters our bloodstream is via the gut. This is not from the food that we eat. It is actually cholesterol that has been made in the liver and sent out to the gut to be absorbed into our bloodstream. So if you think about this, the beings are a great source of this. He'll also note here that, and help you with this activity, beans are also very high in a specific types of sugar that come into the bracket of being prebiotics. These sugars are actually food for the good bacteria that lives in the gut. When the bacteria feed on these sugars and ferment them down, it helps the bacteria to reproduce, strengthening the gut flora, and also causes the bacteria to release a host of beneficial compounds as a byproduct, which improve many aspects of digestion. Then to note, these are garlicky beans. Garlic is almost a universal medicine with benefits that extend almost every body system. In every conceivable context, garlic is really noted for its impact of heart health. The sulfur-based chemicals that garlic is so rich in have been shown to have a beneficial effect upon cholesterol levels, helping to lower LDL. Garlic is also a dynamite for the immune system. The strong, smelly oils in garlic that linger on our breath are like a nampal for bugs and viruses that lurk in our respiratory tract. So don't stay away. And if you're having a reaction to it, know that you might be due for a cleanse. Whenever we're having an allergic reaction to something, that means something's going on in our liver, something's going in our digestive tract, and it might be time to clear everything out. So you'll notice this recipe, he is calling out for canned cannelli beans, again, organic at all costs. It's worth the extra money. And also, if you can use fresh dried beans, soak them overnight, it's worth a little bit of the extra effort. Or grow them fresh in your garden and use them. This is a great time of year to do that if you are located in a part of the world that has that possible. And if not, then if you have to go with canned, you go with canned. So what we're going to do now is you have this full spectrum of how to connect in the spring. Consider doing a cleanse if you feel you need it, or modifying your diet so you can go into summer replenished and strong and ready. And then, you know, you move into the next season. Check out the links below if you're inspired. The Medicinal Chef, Eat Your Way to Better Health by Dale Pinnock. Also connect with Healing with Whole Foods, Paul Pitzer. This is definitely a one for your library. And we're going to sign out with a little bit of truthfully. This seems to be a moment in space where we can use our voice and our heart to communicate authentically and transparently with a little bit of patience and compassion. Until next time, this is She signing out with a big smile, full eyes, a happy heart, and a namaste. Be simply.